翻译怎么了？
是。好，我们继续来为我们的翻译来祷告。请问弟兄名字？
威廉。
威廉。好，我们现在为威廉来祷告。亲爱的圣灵，我们现在为威廉来祷告。主啊，求你也圣灵也同样厚厚的加添在威廉弟兄身上，让他今天所翻译出来的主句句精准，让他所翻译出来的也带着你大能的能力。主，我们谢谢你，我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that. It's important to pray for the interpreter, right?
Yeah, 很重要，为我祷告，谢谢。
So if I say something wrong, he's going to fix it for me before he delivers it.
他是太谦虚了，说如果他讲错了，我可以帮他 fix， 只有陈牧师可以。
Thank you very much, Pastor Chen, for the honor to speak this morning.
谢谢陈牧师，再次很荣幸的在这里来跟大家分享神的话语。
How about you turn to somebody and you tell them, I'm so glad you're here this morning. Come on, turn to
someone. 为什么我们转向我们左右的人跟他们说很高兴见到你今天在这里。
Yes, hallelujah. I mean, you could be doing so many other things today, right?
你今天可以做很多别的事情，对吗？
With this beautiful weather, you could be in the park having a picnic.
这么漂亮的天气，你可以去公园里面有一个 barbecue， 做一个野外的野餐。
But you decided to be here this morning.
但是你们选择了来到这里。
Well, you might have just as our church been reading the book of Isaiah, right?
你们也跟我在西语堂那边所传讲的信息一样，大家都在念以赛亚书最近。
And how many of you would agree with me that it's a difficult book to read?
我想你们很多人可能会跟我一样觉得这是一本比较难懂的书。
It's the reason why A lot of people avoid reading Isaiah because it's hard to understand.
那也就是为什么很多人尽量避免不要去念以赛亚书，因为觉得这是很难懂的一个。
Yeah. So much symbolism and weird prophetic things that we don't know what they mean.
就是很多那种就是充满意象的一些文字，会让我们觉得很难懂。
But what happens is that when we encounter scriptures that are difficult to understand.First thing we do is we go to the Lord. Amen.
是，当我们看到圣经中我们不了解的话，我们第一件要做的事情就是来到神的面前。
And the Lord, through the work of His Holy Spirit, gives us the understanding to hear the voice of God through this word that was spoken 2,700 years ago.
所以呢，神就借着圣灵来帮助我们，能够去了解明白。这里面的书在两千多年以前写成的。
So this morning we're going to read a passage in the chapter 36 and 37 of Isaiah.
所以呢，今天早上我们一起来念一下在以赛亚书36章到39章的经文。
And I don't know if you realize this, but this is a passage that is recorded in two other places in Scripture.
所以我不知道你们有没有意识到这。段的经文也在圣经里面其他的两处有提到。
Second Kings and Second Chronicles also record the same events.
在列王记下和在历代志下也记述了这些一样的事情。
And I believe that the fact that these events are recorded in three different places in Scripture.
我相信说这同样的事件在圣经里面不同的三个地方记载。
Make it very important for our spiritual growth.
是让我们觉得非常的重要，对我们个人属灵生命的成长。
Would you agree if the Lord, for him was important to record this event in three separate locations in Scripture, it's because there is a message for the church today.
你们同意吗？如果神要使用三次这样的同样的故事哈，在圣经里面来描绘。他要显明这段信息对我们是非常非常重要的。
A little bit of background about this passage.
好，我们现在来看一下这段经文的背景。
You know that Israel was split into two kingdoms.
你们知道说以色列国被分为两个，北国跟南国。
Israel, the kingdom of the north.
Yeah, 北国以色列。
And Judah, the kingdom of the south.
南国犹大。
By this time, the kingdom of the north, Israel, has been taken captive by the Assyrians.
在这段的历史时期里面，北国以色列已经被掳去做奴隶了。
And the king of Assyria is a very ambitious king. He wants to just continue to conquer the lands.
所以呢，亚述国的国王他是一个非常有野心的国，他想把所有的国都征战掉，都消灭。
He threatens the kingdom of Judah and says, "We're coming after you."
所以他跟犹大国的 国王说他们要来攻取犹大国。
We're going to take your land. We're going to take Jerusalem. We're going to take you captive.
我们要征服你这地，我们要攻占以色列，我们要掳去你们。
And that's what when we begin the events of this passage.
所以这时候我们就为什么我们来看这一段的经文？现在
King Hezekiah is the king of Judah.
西西家王是犹大的国王。
And when he hears that the king of Assyria is coming after them, he gets very afraid.
他听说这个亚述的西拿基尼王要来，他感到非常的害怕。
Now you would think that the kings of Judah would remember the stories of God delivering His people, right?
你们可能会觉得说，哦，西家王应该会记得说神是怎么样带领他们。
You would think that King Hezekiah would say, I don't care what you say, King of Assyria. Our God is a powerful God and He will deliver us from your hands.
你可能会想说，西西家王可能会对那个西拿基尼亚述王说，我不 care 你们说，我不在乎你说的是什么。我们的神是大有能力拯救的神。
But that's not what happens. King Hezekiah, in fear for his life and the life of the nation, he pays tribute to the king of Assyria so that he does not attack Jerusalem.
但事实上是这样吗？并不是，他很害怕亚述王和他的人民会就是被受到损害，所以呢，他就付了一些纳贡的钱给这个亚述王。
You will see that the reason why the people of God were taken captive years earlier by the Assyrians was precisely because they made the wrong alliances with other nations.
所以你们想到吗？很多年以前，为什么北国的灭亡，就是因为他们做错的决定，他们不是依靠神，而是他们依靠神以外的跟别人结盟，才造成为俘虏的命运。
So King Hezekiah pays an inordinate amount of money to the king of Assyria, and the king of Assyria breaks his promise and again comes against Judah.
所以西西家王他们送了一大笔的钱给这个亚述王，但是呢没有多久亚述王就毁约。
He brings a large army against Jerusalem.
他带了大部的兵军队人马来到耶路撒冷。
And the king of Assyria also sends his ambassador.
然后呢亚述王也派了他的使者。
I don't know if it's your story or you have heard the story of someone else.
我不知道你们自己有听过或者是你们听别人讲过这样的一个故事。
But it always happens that when we hear the promises of the enemy to make us feel good,
我们会常常觉得说听到别人的应许是希望让我们觉得感觉比较好。
That's what's called temptation.
那是叫做试探。
There is this promise of this is going to be good for you.
在这里面讲到说这个会对你是好的。
I'm going to make you happy.
我会让你觉得很开心。
You remember what happened in the Garden of Eden, right?
你们在想到伊甸园的故事，对吧？
The promise of the devil to Adam and Eve, you're going to be wise.
那个魔鬼撒旦对夏娃的应许是你会变得更有智慧。
And the devil always comes like that. He says, as long as you come with me, I'm going to make you feel good.
这是魔鬼撒旦一贯的伎俩。他就说，只要你来到我这里来，我会让你感觉很好。
And this is what the ambassador actually says to the people of Jerusalem.
这是亚述王的使者对犹大的国民说的。
Everything's going to be fine as long as you make an alliance with me.
所有的事情都会变得很好，只要你跟我们结盟。
So this is what happens when the ambassador turns to these Jews that are so afraid. This is what he says to them. Why don't you read it, brother? Isaiah 36:14-17.
好，我们一起来用整齐的声音来看一下以赛亚书36:14-17，请。王如此说：你们不要被西西家欺负了，因他不能拯救你们。也不要听西西家使你们依靠耶和华说，耶和华必要拯救我们，这城必不交在亚述王的手中。不要听西西家的话，因亚述王如此说，你们要与我和好，出来投降我，个人就可以吃自己葡萄树 和无花果树的果子，喝自己井里的水，等我来领你们到一个地方，与你们本地一样，就是有五谷和新酒之地，有粮食和葡萄园之地。
Do you read the promise that the ambassador does to the Jews?
你们有听到这些使者对犹太人所说的这种应许吗？
All you have to do is submit to me, and it's going to be fine for you.
你们所要做的就是投降于我，那么所有的事情都会好的。
Eventually, I'm going to take you to a beautiful land.
最终我会带你到一个很美的地。
And we know what was coming to them.
我们知道什么事情将会发生。
Exactly the same fate that happened to the northern kingdom. They were going to be taken captive.
同样的事情就是像北国一样，他们会被带去做俘虏。
And they would become slaves to the Assyrians.
他们会成为那个亚述人的奴隶。
You know, every time that there is this promise of from the devil, I'm going to make you feel good.
每一次他们有这样的应许说，我会让你觉得很好。
We should be aware.
我们要知道。
There's always this temptation to lie to get out of a problem.
我们经常会有这种试探，就是撒谎，然后
可以
从中逃脱出来。
If things are not fine in your marriage between you and your wife,
在你们的婚姻里面啊，丈夫跟先生里面
，and a beautiful lady or an attractive man, you know, throws an eye to you, there's a temptation there, right?
有一个漂亮的女士或者是很潇洒的先生男士。向你抛一个媚眼的时候
，You might want to justify. Well, it's just a little bit.
你可能会觉得说，哦，这个没关系，才一点点。
But we know the end of that is death.
但是我们知道那个路的尽头是死路。
That's what we read in Proverbs 16:25.
那我们在这个箴言里面16:25可以看，16:25可以看到。
It says there is a way that it looks right to the man, but the end is death.
有一条路看上去是对人来讲是对的路，但是呢，那个路的尽头是死路。
So I want you to imagine just for a little bit this fearful Jews that are hearing this ambassador speak.
所以你们就想象一下这些害怕的犹大人听他们所讲的这些。
Your king is deceiving you.
你们的神是欺负你们。
Your God cannot deliver you.
你们的神无法拯救你们。
But if you come with us, we're going to treat you with mercy.
但是你来到我这里，我会以怜悯恩待你们。
Now let's see Hezekiah's response, okay?
那我们现在来看一下西西家王的这个回应。
In chapter 37, verse 1, we read the response of Hezekiah.
好，我们一起来用整齐的声音来看一下以赛亚书37:1-7.
And we're going to put the passage there on the screen. I want you to just follow it, okay? I'm going to mention the important parts of this passage.
好，就是大家看一下前面的经文哈，我只是简单的提一下。
Now let's bear in mind, Hezekiah is a man who has lost his trust in God.
我们要记住说，西西家王他已经对神失去了信任。
He had made an alliance with this Assyrian king.
他跟这个亚述王缔结盟约。
Let's see now that he feels threatened again. What he is going to do? Is he going to pay tribute again?
所以他现在再次面临危险的时候，他这时候会做什么？他会再付那个蜡供的钱给他吗
？And this is what this passage tells us. He says that when King Hezekiah heard this news, what did he do? He humbled himself.
所以这时候我们看到这里面经文所讲的，他再次听到这个消息的时候，他谦卑自己。
And the second thing that he did is that he went to the house of the Lord.
第二件事情他做的是他到神的家里面。
How many of you think that it's a good thing to go?To the house of the Lord when you're in trouble.
有多少人会觉得说，当你遇到困难的时候，来到神的家是一个好主意呢
？It's a good thing to go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
是一个很好的事情。
But if you look at his response, he's focused so much on the negative circumstances.
但是你看到他的回应，他其实是花了很多时间集中在他的负面的消极情况上面。
Just follow on verse 3 what it says. This is what Hezekiah says.This is a day of distress, rebuke. This is a day of disgrace. The children have come to the point of birth, and there's no strength to bring them forth.
所以你们一起来看一下第三节，他讲到说，对他说，西西家如此说：今日是极难责罚凌辱的日子， 就如妇人将要生产婴孩，却没有力量生产。
Isn't it easy for us sometimes to focus on the negative circumstances?
是不是我们很容易把我们的精力都专注在我们负面的情况上面呢？
When things don't come out the way we expected,
当事情没有按照我们想要的那样发展的时候，
we are so sad.
我们很难过。
Why is this happening, Lord?
为什么这事情发生了，主啊？
We worked so hard for this.
我们这么努力的为这件事情。
And again, we don't have it.
但是最后我们没有得到它。
Isn't it the temptation sometimes to just focus on the negative?
所以对我们很大的试探就是很容易我们把我们精力放在这个消极的情况。
I know that the church has been praying for this land, this lot of Glen Elder. Amen.
我知道我们很多弟兄姐妹一起为隔壁的小学这块地来祷告。
There's been a lot of time, money, prayer invested in this project happening.
有很多的时间、金钱、祷告，希望这一块地可以成为我们的应许之地。
And we might ask God, but we are your people.
我们可能会问说，神啊，我们是你的子民。
Why is this happening?
为什么这件事情这样发生呢？
What does it seem like when we are moving forward, all of a sudden we find an obstacle?
好像我们在往前走的时候，突然我们就发现有很多的障碍，有很多的阻力。
And that's precisely what's happening with King Hezekiah.
在这里，就是同样的事情发生在西西家的身上。
He's just focused on the negative.
他只是专注在负面的情况上面。
This is a disgrace, what's happening.
这真是一个很令人羞辱的事情。
And he is in such distress that he doesn't even think of anything other than calling for the prophet Isaiah.
他因为太专注在负面情况下，他只是想到说要去找那个先知以赛亚。
And he says that he sent for the prophet Isaiah, said, "Hey, this is what's happening, Isaiah."
他派人去告诉以赛亚说，这是什么发生的事情。
I want you to do something for us.
我要请求你为我们做一些事情。
And this is what it says in verse 4.
在这里没有看到第四节。
Would you pray for us?
请你为我们祷告好吗？
Would you lift up your prayer to God?
请你为我们在神面前祈求。
Probably, maybe, just maybe, God is going to hear you.
也许，只是也许神会听你的话。
How many of you think that this is the prayer of a man of faith?
有多少你们会觉得这是一个出自人的信心的祷告呢？
It doesn't sound to me like a lot of faith in this request.
对我来讲，好像这个祷告并没有很多的信心。
Number one, look at how he refers to God.
看到他是怎么样，就是指着我们的神。
Pray to your God, Isaiah.
他说，以赛亚呀，请你向你的神祷告。
And Isaiah, you lift up the prayer.
你向神祈求。
What do you think that's happening with Hezekiah here?
你觉得在这里面到底是发生了那个对基督教发生什么事情？
You know, it looks to me like a man who has lost his trust in God.
对我来讲，好像是基督教王已经对神失去了信心。
He knows that he has failed the test of faith.
他知道他已经就是信心的试炼，他失败了。
In the past, he made the wrong alliance with the enemy.
在过去，他跟敌人做了错误的选择，跟敌人结盟。
He forgot that it is God who fights our battles.
他忘记了是我们的神为我们征战。
But you know, our gracious and sovereign God is going to do something marvelous for King Hezekiah.
但是我们知道说，我们万王之王、万主之会为以赛亚为西西家。
He's going to give him a chance again.
他会再给他一次机会。
To regain his faith in God.
再恢复他的这个恢复对神的信心。
And I say hallelujah to that, my Lord.
我说 hallelujah, 谢谢我们的主。
Because many times that has been my story.
因为很多时候那就是我的故事。
I have doubted that God can do a miracle in my own life.
我怀疑过我的神会在我的生命中做神迹奇事。
I remember about.Let's say, I think it was about 7 years ago.
我记得大约在七年前。
Then my Sophia, who's now 13 years old.
我的 Sophia 就是 Sophia 13岁现在。
She was in a hospital at UCLA.
她在 UCLA 大学的那个医院里面。
And I, my wife and I were saying goodbye to her because she was about to die.
我太太和我正要跟她远别，因为她可能快要失去。
The doctors told us we don't know what's wrong with her.
医生对我们说，我们不知道对她发生了什么事情。
But there's something wrong with her blood.
但是她的血液里面出了一些问题。
There's an infection that we cannot control.
她的血液里面受了感染，我们无法。
And I still remember that day when I went to the restroom.
我记得那天我去那个厕所里。
And I was on the floor of the restroom at the hospital.
我在医院的厕所里面。
And I was asking the Lord, why, Lord?
我问神说为什么？
Why is this happening?
为什么这件事情发生？
I have served you.
我服侍你。
I have lived for you.
我为你而活。
Why is this happening now?
为什么这件事情现在发生了？
Don't take away Sophia from us, Lord.
不要把我宝贝女儿 Sophia 拿走。
And I remember that voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
我记得那时候圣灵的话就对我说。
And the Lord asking, "Will you still serve me if I take Sophia?"
如果我拿走 Sophia 的生命，你会继续愿意服侍我吗？
And let me tell you, my answer took a long time.
我告诉你，我的答案花了很久的时间。
But I said, "Yes, Lord, I will continue to serve you with all my heart."
但是最后，我有跟神说，我会全心全意的继续来服侍你。
And I remember my wife and I climbed with Sophia on her bed at the hospital.
我记得说，我跟我太太在Sophia 的床边的时候。
And we hugged her and we kissed her.
我们拥抱她，我们亲吻她。
And you know, the next day she began to get better.
你知道吗？第二天她开始有好转。
And every day she started to feel even better.
然后每一天她就觉得更好。
And 2 years after that incident at the hospital.
然后两年以后那件医院的事情。
The doctors told us this is what you can call a miracle.
医生对我们说，这个事情你们可以称为奇迹。
And the Lord delivered Sophia from the brink of death.
神拯救了索菲亚，从死亡的边缘把她拉回来。
My daughter now, even at 13, she's an amazing athlete.
我现在女儿，她现在13岁的，她是一个非常棒的运动员。
So I want to tell you, the Lord is going to give you a chance to recover your faith, amen?
所以我要告诉你说，神要再次给你机会，重拾那个信心。
I felt a little bit like this king.
我觉得我有点点感觉到这个西西家的
心境 that I didn't even have the strength to pray.
我甚至没有力量来向神祷告。
But I'm so glad somebody else was praying for me at that time.
但是我非常感恩那时候有人为我代祷。
And you know what the Lord does? He sends him Hezekiah a message of hope.
你知道吗？神给西西家王一个盼望的信息。
And he tells him, "Don't worry about this king. I'm going to do something with him."
说你们不要担心这个王亚述王。我会做一些事情。
But you know, every time the Lord is moving us in a new direction of our spiritual walk with Him,
但是每一次神要在我们身边做一些新的事情的时候，
the devil is going to do something to kind of discourage you.
那魔鬼撒旦总是会想方设法的加以拦阻。
And you know, this is what happens with Hezekiah.
你知道吗？这就是发生在西西家身上的事。
The king says, "Well, your God is not going to deliver you."
他说：“你们的神不会拯救你们。
Don't let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you by promising that Jerusalem would not be given into my hand."
不要相信，你们的神对你所说的说，那个不会把耶路撒冷交在亚述王的手中。
Don't be discouraged this morning, amen.
不要沮丧。
Last week, Actually, 2 weeks ago, we crossed the border into Mexico, my family and I, to go preach in a very poor neighborhood in Mexico.
大概两个礼拜以前，我们家庭一家人到墨西哥去一个很贫穷偏远的地方去讲道。
We went to preach with a ministry that does ministry work with the children of prostitutes in Mexico.
我们跟那个墨西哥当地的一个就是跟那个儿童孩子就是有做这个，就是娼妓的这样的一个事情。
Yes, so I took my family with me, my children and my wife, and we're driving on the on the 405 freeway to San Diego.
啊，我带着我们的家人跟孩子在啊405的高速公路上啊，向那个圣地亚哥行驶。
And all of a sudden, we see a man crossing the freeway in front of us.
我们突然看到有一个人在高速公路前面这样子横穿过去。
He never turned at one point to see the cars coming.
他根本就没有想看到说有一辆车正在往前行驶。
I don't know how he managed to get to the median of the freeway.
我不知道他是怎么样到这个高速公路的中间的路段。
But my whole family, we got all frozen when we saw that man crossing the freeway.
我们真的是好像被吓呆了，看到那个人这样子穿过高速公路。
And then he jumps the median into the other direction.
然后他从那个中间地段跳下去，跑向另外一个相反的方向。
And I just told my family, don't turn around.
我就告诉我们的家人说，不要往后看。
The man continued to cross, and he was killed on the freeway.
然后那个人就继续的往前走。结果当场他就被撞死了。
He committed suicide.
And you know, 他可能就这样自杀。
You know what? That's not a way to start a missionary trip.
你知道那不是一个去宣教的一个开始。
It was very difficult to think of anything else that day.
那天真的很难对我们会想说再想到别的事情。
But you know what? We realized that the devil wanted to discourage us.
你知道吗？魔鬼撒旦就想要让我们沮丧。
Because something great was about to happen in that ministry in Mexico.
因为呢，有一件很美的事情在墨西哥将要发生。
And the Lord did wonderful things in Mexico.
上帝真的在墨西哥做了一个神迹，很奇妙的事情。
It was so joyful to cross the border and to go to this little church.
真的，我们心里非常喜乐的。就是穿过这个边境，然后到这个小的教会。
And to be able to buy for this church who did not expect us to buy a school bus so they could transport kids to the church.
这个学校呢，他们跟教会没有想到我们会买一个就是一个校车，然后让孩子可以到学校去。
So this is what happens with King Hezekiah. You know, the Lord is going to test his faith once again.
这里同样的西西家。神要再次给他一个试炼。
How many of you know that the Lord will cause us to grow even more through trials?
有多少人会想到说，神会让我们生命成长的更多，透过这些试炼？
I mean, I wish I could grow spiritually just by listening to wonderful sermons every Sunday.
我真的希望我只是每个礼拜天。听这个很精彩的讲道，然后我的属灵生命就可以成长。
But probably you, like me, I have learned that my biggest lessons through trials and tribulations.
但是我想你们可能跟我一样，很多时候我们的生命得到成长，就是透过这些困难、这些试炼。
So real quickly, this is what happens with King Hezekiah.
所以很快的，我们来看一下发生在西西家身上的事。
The king of Assyria hears that.Hezekiah is not going to yield to his demands.
所以当亚述王听到说西西家王不会向他投降的时候，
and he calls him again.
然后他又来了。
He said, "Who do you think you are, little king?"
你觉得你是谁呢，西西家王？
Who do you think is your God in whom you are trusting?
你觉得这个犹大王所相信的神是谁呢？
We're going to take your land again.
我们要攻占你的地。
And what I see now in verse 14 through 20 of the same chapter 37.
好，我们现在来看同样的章节，第十四到十七节。
Is that something is happening, something great is happening in Hezekiah.
这时候我们看到发生在西西家身上很奇妙的事情。
How about you read verse 14 and 15?
好，我们一起用整齐的声音来念第十四到十五节，请。西西家从使者手里接过书信来，看完了，就上耶和华的殿，将书信在耶和华面前展开。西西家向耶和华祷告说。好，我们就念十四到十五节，谢谢。
Until verse 15, right?
Yes.
Tell me what happened with Hezekiah now.
所以现在大家看到发生在西西家身上的事情呢。
Hey, listen. The first time he heard the bad news would happen.
第一次他听到不好消息的时候发生什么事。
He called the prophet.
他向先知祈求。
He said, Isaiah, would you please pray for me?
Isaiah, 可不可以请你为我们祷告？
They're coming after me.
他们要来攻取我了。
Can you pray to your God now?
可以向你的神祷告吗？
My goodness, but I see a very different King Hezekiah now.
我想以赛亚可能会觉得说，西西家真的是变成一个很不一样的王。
This passage says, and when he heard the bad news again from this horrible Assyrian king,
这段信息让我们看到，这一次他再听到不好的消息的时候，
he says that he came into the house of the Lord again.
他再次来到神的殿家中，
and he presented the letter before God himself.
他把那个收到的信放在神的面前。
And it says in verse 15 that.He prayed to the Lord.
从十五节我们可以看到，他向神自己祷告。
Isn't that amazing that Hezekiah is learning something?
真的是很惊奇，我们看到西西家王学到了一些东西。
He learned that God was not only the king of Isaiah, but that he was also his own God.
他学习到神不仅只是以赛亚的神，也是他自己的神。
Oh, I love it because I can see.That something is growing inside of King Hezekiah. Hello. Back up. Thank you, doctor. Do you see that? That now he is the one praying. I'm not saying that it's not okay to go.And ask the pastor to pray for you. But what I want to tell you is that God also wants to have fellowship with you. That each of us need to learn to trust in the Lord. And here's the wonderful prayer that King Hezekiah prays.Oh, Lord of hosts! Hey, what does it say? The Lord of what? Of the armies. You know, he's putting God, he's putting these circumstances in the right perspective. Just look at how his focus has shifted.From the bad and horrible circumstances to the God of Israel now. Yes, you are the Lord of the armies. Not only that, you are the God of Israel. You know what that means? You are the God of the covenant. You know, the first time, when he was in trouble, he looked for the prophet. Amen? But this time he's going directly to God. Are you amazed at this? Isn't this wonderful to read how this king replied this time?
你不觉得说这一次很奇妙的可以听到这次西西家王是这样子回答吗？
You are the God of the covenant.
你是立约的神。
And as long as I am under covenant, Lord,
只要我在这个立约的下面，
I know that you're going to protect me.
我知道你会保护我。
So, church, I want to tell you, do not break covenants.
所以弟兄姐妹们
Don't break the covenant with your wife.
不要的轻易的毁约。跟你的太太
Even if things get rough once in a while, amen?
就是偶尔会碰到一些困难的事情。
Don't break the covenant with your church.
不要跟你的教会毁约。
Even if things get rough sometimes with your church, amen?
因为有些时候可能你会在教会里面遇到一些困难。
How many of you know that the church is full of imperfect people?
有多少人知道教会里面我们可以看到各种不完全的人？
Did you know that? How many of you thought that you were going to find...Perfect people in church.
有多少人你们会觉得说在教会里面会找到很完美的人呢？
That's what the hospital is for, right? For sick people.
那就是医院里面会有需要很多。
I always tell people, you know, when somebody complains about another brother or sister,
我只是经常的会跟别人说，如果有人
I tell them
跟他们向别的弟兄姐妹抱怨
I tell them the same thing. Church is full of sinners.
我只是告诉他们说，教会里面也充满不完全的人。
And we are in the process of being transformed.
我们就是在不断的经历更新改变。
But don't break the covenants, amen.
但是不要毁坏那个约定。
Don't break the covenant with your pastors.
不要毁坏你跟牧师的约定。
Don't break the covenant with your family.
不要毁坏你跟家人的约定。
But don't only protect them. Don't only break them. Protect those covenants, amen.
不是说不要去毁坏，而是要去保护。
Because there is protection under the covenant.
因为在立约之下有保护。
And that's what King Hezekiah is praying. You're the God of Israel.
所以这里面就是西西家所做的，你是立约的神。
And he also says, and you are the God who is above the angels.
他也说你是在天使之上的神。
You are God.
你是神。
You know, when King Hezekiah is talking about God above the angels,
你知道吗？当以西西家讲到说他是天使之上的神的时候，
He is saying, Lord, down here things don't look right.
他是说神啊，在这里事情不好。
But I know that from heaven, from your perspective, things look very different.
但是我知道从你天上的角度看上来，
so、
事情是非常美的。
God, give me your perspective on this matter today.
所以神啊，求你用你的眼光来帮助我看这个事情。
Amen, amen, people of God. You know, years ago, there was this trend where they even put it on bracelets. This thing that said, "What would Jesus do?"
记得很多年以前啊，有一个很流行的事情，就是他们换了一个手镯，在你的手腕上面写说，主耶稣会做什么。
And everybody had those things. What would Jesus do? It was trendy. It was fashionable.
那时候很多人就把这个手镯放在手上说非常流行。
So when you got angry, you would remember, what would Jesus do in this situation?
当你生气的时候，你会被提醒说，哎，主耶稣会做什么，在这个形象。
And that was good, okay? But how would you know what Jesus would do if you don't know what Jesus has done in the past?
但是如果我们不知道主耶稣在过去已经做了什么事情，我们怎么会知道说他现在会做什么事？
And that's what Hezekiah was remembering. You have delivered your people so many times in the past.
所以这是西西家记得说，上帝神拯救了他们很多次。
And I know you're going to do it again.
我知道神，你这次会再次做到。
And in the end, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of winning the battles for the Lord?
所以最后呢，为神征战得胜的结果是目标是什么
？This is what Hezekiah remembers, that the entire world knows that you are God of Israel.
这是西西家知道说，透过这样的一个得胜，全世界的人都会知道神。
My brothers and sisters, that everything we do, our work, our family, our jobs, our relationships, that everything serves.To glorify God.
我们知道我们所做的一切的事情，包括我们的工作、我们的家庭，包括我们教会所服侍的所有的一切事情，都是为了能够来荣耀神。
So this morning, I want to encourage you to seek the Lord.
所以今天早上，我想要鼓励大家一起来寻求神。
It is great to come every Sunday, every gathering, and learn from Christ.
每个礼拜天我们来到这里一起聚会一起学习是很好的
To open scripture and to be taught by the Holy Spirit
打开我们的圣经被圣灵所教导是很好的
To hear the messages that the Lord has put in the people of God, amen
来听神的信息透过这些传道所分享出来的
But this is not something that should be limited to Sundays
但是这些事情不能只局限在星期天。
This is not something that is limited to only those who really know Scripture.
这不只是局限于那些人真正的知道圣经经文。
I want to encourage you to seek God every day of your life.
我真的是鼓励我们在座每一个人每一天都来寻求神。
Do not neglect quiet time with the Lord.
不要忽略了跟神有一个单独亲密的时间。
Do not neglect reading Scripture.
不要忽略了念圣经。
You might remember this passage in John 13:21.
你们可能会看到说在约翰福音里面。
And I'm just going to tell you what this passage says, amen?
好，我要告诉你们这一段经文所说的内容。
These are the final moments of Jesus.
这是主耶稣快要升天时候讲的话。
The Lord Jesus is having this meal, this last meal with his disciples.
主耶稣跟他的门徒们一起共进晚餐。
And the Lord Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me."
我实在的告诉你，你们中间有一个人会出卖我。
And it says that the disciples looked at each other.
那些门徒们互相看着对方。
And they were wondering, who is he talking about?
他们正在想说，到底他说的这个人是谁呢
？So Peter, who is not sitting right next to Jesus, he looks at John.
所以 Peter 呢，就是彼得，他没有看着，也他只是看着约翰。
Where do you think John is sitting? He's sitting right next to Jesus.
你们觉得约翰坐在哪里？他就坐在耶稣的旁边。
So verse 24 says that Peter motioned to John and said, "Hey, ask him who is he talking about."
所以在二十四节里面，那个。彼得就暗示那个约翰问耶稣。
Yes, and what does John say? Okay, I'll ask him right now.
约翰怎么说？说好好，我现在就问主耶稣。
So he turns to Jesus and says, "Master, by the way, who are you talking about?"
然后呢，那个约翰就转向耶稣说：“主啊，你所说的到底是什么？什么人？”
And he directs him, "Well, the ones that I'm going to give the piece of bread, he is the one who's going to betray me."
他说我。要把这个饼递给的那个人，就是他会出卖我。
And we know the rest of the story, amen.
所以我们知道这个剩下的故事。
But this is what I want to tell you.
这是我要告诉你的。
All the disciples, including Peter,
所有的门徒，包括彼得。
They heard Jesus saying something.
他们都听到主耶稣说了一些话。
But only John was sitting right next to Jesus.
但是只有约翰。是坐在耶稣的旁边。
So Peter, instead of asking to Jesus directly,
所以彼得他没有直接问主耶稣。
He went through John to get to Jesus.
他透过约翰传达他的意思到主耶稣那边。
So this is what I want to finish with.
这是我想要结束的。
Many times that's our relationship with Jesus.
这是很多时候我们跟神的关系是这样。
We go through some other people.
我们走到某一些人当中
，We go through those that we think that are very close to Jesus.
我们会走到那些我们认为他们跟神很亲密的关系的人。
We hear what God is speaking to other people.
我们听到神透过别人所说的话。
We ask what the Lord is speaking through your pastor.
我们会到那些圣灵透过牧师所讲的话。
But I want to encourage you to find a seat right next to Jesus every day of your life.
但是我想鼓励大家，我们都到神的面前，在他的旁边找到一个位置。
Just like King Hezekiah,
就像西西家
所说的。He said, "Not the God of Isaiah, but now my God."
不只是以赛亚的神，而是我的神。
You are my God every day, my Lord.
你是我每天的神。
And I want to be sitting next to you, Jesus.
我想要坐在你的旁边。
Next time I'm going to go directly to you.
主啊，下一次我要直接的来到你的面前。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
谢谢大家。愿上帝祝福你们。